The story begins with a riddle. Antiochus, the king of Antioch, has a riddle for all potential suitors for his daughter, and the rules are simple. Answer the riddle correctly, and you may have his daughter's hand in marriage. Answer incorrectly, and you die. Pericles, the prince of Tyre, discovers that the riddle reveals the truth behind an incestuous relationship between Antiochus and his daughter. Realizing the danger in revealing such a truth, he acknowledges that he knows, but refuses to answer, and Antiochus gives him 40 days to live. Knowing that Antiochus will likely want him killed sooner than the 40 days, he heeds the advice of his counselor, Helicanus, and flees Tyre until there is no danger. On his journey, he winds up in Tarsus, where he meets its ruler Cleon and his wife, Dionysa. When he discovers Tarsus's famine crisis, Pericles provides corn and grain from his ship and continues on his journey. He encounters a violent storm that destroys his ship, and he is subsequently rescued by fishermen on the shores of Pentapolis. He discovers that the king of Pentapolis, Simonides, is holding a jousting tournament where the winner will receive his daughter Thaisa's hand in marriage. Pericles wins the tournament and ultimately Thaisa herself. Pericles then receives some encouraging news. Antiochus and his daughter have been killed as punishment from the gods for their sins. With this, he decides to return home with his wife Thaisa, who is now pregnant. They are joined on a ship by a nurse named Lycordia. Again, a great storm stirs up the sea on their voyage, and during this time, Thaisa tragically dies during childbirth. The shipmates are convinced that the storm will not subside until Thaisa's body is thrown overboard. A reluctant Pericles agrees, and Thaisa's body is placed in a casket and cast away. When the casket washes up on the shores of Ephesus and is found by a doctor named Cerimon, he makes a shocking discovery. Thaisa is still alive. Fearing for his newborn daughter Marina's well-being, Pericles brings her to Tarsus in hopes of leaving her under the care of Cleon and Dionysa. The royal couple gladly oblige, as they are indebted to Pericles for once helping them in a time of need. Pericles departs after declaring that he will not cut his hair until he hears word that Marina has married. So Pericles returns to rule in Tyre, Marina is left to be raised as a noble in Tarsus, and Thaisa, convinced that she will never see her husband again, becomes a priestess in the Temple of Diana in Ephesus. Many years pass, and Marina has grown up. In fact, she has grown more beautiful than Cleon and Dionysa's own daughter, and this does not sit well with Dionysa. She hires a man named Leonine to murder her. As Marina pleads for mercy from Leonine, a group of pirates appear and kidnap her. Leonine decides to falsely tell Dionysa that the deed is done and Marina is dead. The pirates take Marina to Lesbos, where she is then sold to a brothel in Mytilene. However, rather than submit to becoming a prostitute, Marina pledges celibacy and maintains her virginity by instead preaching virtue to the men who visit, including the proprietors of the brothel. This has a profound effect, and she is then relocated into a more honorable house to educate young girls on the meaning of chastity and virtue. Meanwhile, Pericles returns to Tarsus to reunite with Marina. Cleon and Dionysa inform him that she has died, and they show him a tomb commemorating her passing. In total despair, Pericles departs. After a few months of traveling the seas, he arrives in Mytilene. He meets Lysimachus, a man who, unbeknownst to Pericles, is in good relations with Marina. Lysimachus speaks with Helicanus, who explains that Pericles has not spoken in the last few months since the terrible discovery. Lysimachus claims that he knows a well-spoken woman who might be able to raise the spirits of the despondent Pericles. He fetches Marina and brings her to the ship before him. As Marina begins to tell Pericles her story, he is astonished. She reveals her name, her parentage, where she was born, the fate of her mother, the ordeal with Cleon and Dionysa that ultimately brought her to Mytilene, and finally her father's name, King Pericles. Pericles himself confirms these facts, and indeed, their relationship with one another. For bringing them together, Pericles promises Marina's hand in marriage to the honorable Lysimachus. Soon after, in a dream, Pericles is visited by the goddess Diana, who tells him to visit her temple in Ephesus and to tell his story there. Along with Marina, he does so, and is consequently reunited with Thaisa, who functions there as a priestess. After many tumultuous years, Pericles, Thaisa, and Marina are a family again. The play ends with the news that the good people of Tarsus, upon learning of Cleon and Dionysus' treachery, revolted and killed them, and that with the reunification of Pericles and his family, virtue was rewarded.